Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
Hey, how's everybody doing? From WBEZ Chicago, this is Nerdette. I'm Greta Johnson. It is Monday, March 16th, and I am currently speaking to you from the floor of my not-so-spacious bedroom closet. And everything is kind of super terrible. But I don't know, I feel like it doesn't have to be, right? I mean, now more than ever, we've got to be taking care of ourselves. So with that, I would like to welcome you to Nerdette's Introvert's Guide to the Good Life. I don't know about you, but right now just seems like a really good time to check in and share some ideas for staying sane during these crazy times. So first, I want you to listen to something for a second. This is the sound of Italians singing from their balconies while they're under countrywide quarantine. Just soak it up for a second. Singing from your balcony may not be an option. I know I definitely do not have a balcony, but we thought it could be useful to share some tips for working from home. You've probably heard it's smart to shower and get dressed like you're a normal person going to work on a normal workday. I, for one, am sitting on the floor of my closet in loungewear for sure. Did not shower today. Feeling great. But anyway, I really love this suggestion that NPR political reporter Danielle Kurtzleben posted on Twitter last week. How to work from home. Number one, shower. Number two, get dressed. Number three, work. Number four, periodically make your internal monologue external.
This article is awful. I am not a reporter.
Number five, twirl in your ball gown. Number six, did I not mention you're in a ball gown? You are. Number seven, twirl until it feels better. Twirl. Twirl. Isn't that just amazing? I think it's delightful. I wish I had a ball gown here. So it's also going to be really important to distinguish between
work time
and free time,
because you cannot just spend like 12 hours a day looking at Twitter. That sounds horrible. So instead, here are some ideas for stuff to read and watch and do. I do think right now would be the perfect time to dive into a whole new series of books that you haven't read before. If you're a historical fiction wonk, or if you really loved the, like, not necessarily super plotty, but really important policy discussions in The West Wing, you should definitely check out Hilary Mantel's Wolf Hall series. The third book finally came out a couple of weeks ago, and I cannot wait to read it. Another series I'm really looking forward to checking out is called The Nine Realms. It's by Sarah Kozloff. I haven't read it, but my friend says it's like Game of Thrones, but written by a lady, which sounds great. And the first three are already out, and the fourth one comes out next week, which is great timing. And another series, which I've actually already raved about in the Nerdette newsletter and on Nerdette's Instagram, is called The Spellman Files by Lisa Lutz. There are six books. They're detective stories, but they're bright and funny instead of being like super dark and brooding. Nobody dies. You know, I don't know. They're just really great, especially if you like mysteries but don't want to spend a lot of time thinking about dead people. This is definitely for you. In terms of stuff to watch, I know a bunch of High Fidelity super fans who did not think we needed a remake of the classic 2000 film.
Top five things I miss about Laura. One, sense of humor. Very dry, but it can also be warm and forgiving. And she's got one of the best all-time laughs in the history of all-time laughs. She laughs with her entire body.
That's the one with John Cusack. It was amazing. The soundtrack was on point. I, too, was highly skeptical of the new TV version, but if you haven't seen it yet, you absolutely should. Because this time, Rob is a chick record store owner played by Zoe Kravitz, and the music is all still excellent, and the story is just super good, and you can watch it on Hulu right now.
I ran into my ex last night.
So how was it? You know, seeing him.
You know that scene at the end of Braveheart where they rip all his entrails out and he's like, freedom! But it's like a positive thing, you know, because he like inspired his people or whatever?
Yeah.
Like that, but without the silver lining.
I also think now would be a great time to watch the first three seasons of the HBO show Insecure. It's created by and starring Issa Rae. It is excellent. The fourth season is finally coming out in April, which means now is such a good time to either start from scratch because you've never seen it before or, you know, have a little refresher. In terms of stuff to do, none of you will be surprised that I think you should cook and bake a lot. Now is the perfect time for comfort food, whether that means like homemade hamburger helper or chicken soup or banana bread. An added bonus, especially if you do some baking, your home office will smell delicious. Also, I will say, I think right now is a perfect time to start a new craft. I really love having knitting on hand even during the best of times. And I have to tell you, it is so nice right now to have something tangible that I can do with my hands and my brain other than just like freaking out. You know, think about embroidery. There are a lot of different starter kits that you could order online. There's a bunch of nice creative stuff, whether it's like painting or whatever. I mean, even baking is creative, right? But like, make sure you're sort of exercising those muscles as well. I would also like to put in a plug for doing whatever that thing is that you keep putting off. Maybe it's meditation or journaling or like organizing your closet. I have to say mine is actually pretty tidy, which is great because I'm sitting in it right now. And hey, we really want to hear from you too. Let us know how you're doing, what's keeping you sane, and what you're grateful for these days. Just record yourself on your phone and email the audio file to nerdatpodcast@gmail.com. Of course, you can also tweet us at nerdatpodcast, and we will play some of those in another episode coming out later this week. And one more thing you won't want to miss in just a minute.
Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max and listen to the Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
So, obviously, a lot happened last week, but one thing that I feel like is especially noteworthy is that it was Bobby McFerrin's 70th birthday. He is the dude who whistled his way through this 1989 Grammy winner, which also just happens to be a song that I feel like we could extra use in our lives right now.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
The song is obviously amazing, but if you have time today, which I bet you do, you should check out the official music video. It has Bobby in this amazing white suit. For some reason, he's barefoot. He's got a bow tie on, and he's dancing with none other than actors Robin Williams and Bill Irwin. Now, I know you know who Robin Williams is. Maybe you're like, Bill Irwin, who is that? It took me a minute to place him too. Turns out he played Mr. Noodle, who's that weird clown guy on Sesame Street from back in the day.
Don't worry, be happy.
All right, that's it for today. The show is produced by Justin Bull. Our executive producer is Brendan Banizak. Wash your hands, avoid large groups, and don't worry, be happy.
I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry.
Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max and listen to the Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.